I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. A federal appeals court has upheld the bribery conviction and prison sentence of former Alabama Governor Don Siegelman. Yesterday, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that Siegelman was not entitled to a new trial. The judges also upheld Siegelman's 78-month sentence. This ruling is the latest legal blow to former Governor Siegelman, who's been fighting to overturn his 2006 conviction in a government corruption case. A federal jury convicted Siegelman of appointing former HealthSouth CEO Richard Scrushy to a state board in exchange for campaign donations. Siegelman, a Democrat, had argued that a prosecutor with strong ties to GOP political leaders remained involved in his trial proceedings despite her early recusal from his case. Federal judges say there's no evidence that she influenced the prosecution team. Siegelman is projected to get out of prison in 2017. Supporters of state-funded mental health services will gather in Decatur this evening to talk about possible budget cuts. The meeting comes after the state House passed a spending plan that could cut $200 million from the general fund budget. 24,000 mental health patients would be impacted by those cuts. Bill Jager is the senior development officer for the Mental Health Center for North Central Alabama. He says the budget cuts mean a loss of housing.
The Mental Health Center of North Central Alabama provides 74 beds across six different housing programs for people with debilitating mental illnesses. If those cuts go through, we know immediately that those state funds, 20 beds, will disappear. So we're talking almost a third of our housing capacity will be gone very quickly.
Jagir also says the cuts would mean a $1 million loss to his mental health center. The gathering will start at 6 p.m. this evening at the Decatur Utilities Meeting Facility. And a bill allowing homeschool students to play public school sports might finally catch a break after years of fumbles. APR's McKenzie Bates has the details.
The Senate Education Committee held a public hearing for legislation named after former University of Florida quarterback Tim Tebow. The Heisman Trophy winner played for his local high school football team while being homeschooled. Proponents say students of taxpaying families should be allowed to participate in extracurricular programs. Opponents say homeschool students can't pick and choose which parts of public life they want. Committee Chairman Dick Brubaker says the bill is gaining momentum and would have been approved by a vote. Earlier this month, the bill passed the Alabama House on a 52-43 vote after dying in past legislative sessions. For APR News, I'm McKenzie Bates in Tuscaloosa.
And Alabama will receive more than $137,000 in a settlement over a dispute about credit reporting errors that involved several states. That settlement was reached with Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, and will require those agencies to move more quickly to fix disputed information on credit reports, as well as scrutinizing data more effectively. Strange says that settlement will mean better credit reporting service for consumers in Alabama and across the country. Now your forecast.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny on this Thursday. We'll top out in the low 80s along and south of I-20. Look for upper 70s north of Interstate 20. Overnight tonight, temperatures could fall in the upper 50s for some areas, especially north of Demopolis. A highs top out in the upper 80s on Saturday. Lots of sun. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.